MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Temperature of the Address, a long-form investigation of the ocean heat record. On August 22, 2026, the daily global average sea surface temperature of the world's extrapolar oceans, every degree of water between 60 south and 60 north, reached 21.1 degrees Celsius. The Copernicus Climate Change Service, whose reanalysis combines satellites, buoys, ships, and floats into the closest thing humanity has to a single thermometer for the planet, had recorded the previous record, 21.09 degrees, in March 2024. The margin was 1/100th of a degree. The month was the message. In the entire instrumental era, ocean heat records belong to March and April, the months after the southern summer has warmed the vast Pacific. A record in late August, in the ocean's seasonal decline, during the building phase of an El Niño, the Pacific's recurring warm mode that ordinarily releases stored heat rather than adding to it, means the calendar of the sea has stopped working the way the sea's physics designed it. This is the story of that number. Where it came from, what it measures, what it sets in motion, and what it cannot tell us. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. Begin with the instrument, because a measurement is only as good as its machinery, and this machinery deserves the respect of being understood. There is no single thermometer for the ocean. What Copernicus maintains, a system called ERA5, the fifth generation of the European Center's reanalysis, is a physically constrained reconstruction, millions of observations per day, from microwave-sounding satellites that read the sea's skin temperature, from the drifting and moored buoys that anchor the record in ground truth, from the engine intake thermometers of commercial ships, and the profiling floats that dive a mile down and rise, taking the ocean's temperature in vertical slices. The reanalysis feeds all of it into a weather and climate model and produces the field that never existed in raw form, the temperature of the whole ocean, every day, back to 1979, in numbers that agree with physics. The polar bands are excluded because sea ice breaks the measurement. You cannot take the temperature of water that has become solid. What remains is roughly 88% of the world's ocean surface, averaged. That average is the number that set the record. The measurement's humility is part of its authority. 1/100th of a degree is smaller than the uncertainty of any single day's estimate, and the scientists who publish these records are the first to say so. One day proves nothing. What proves something is the distribution. Records that used to arrive once a decade now arrive in consecutive years, then in consecutive months, then in 2026, out of season. The professional's question is never, is this record real? But what is the frequency of records under a stable climate versus this one? Under stability, a daily record set in August at the global scale is a tail event. The ocean's inertia makes it rare. In the current record, tails are becoming the body of the distribution. When the trend is dense enough to break the seasonal cycle itself, the calendar has become evidence. Section 1. The ocean as the planet's battery. To read the record honestly, hold one number in mind throughout. About 90%. That is the share of the excess energy that greenhouse gases have trapped since the industrial era began that the ocean has absorbed. The atmosphere's warming, the number in the headlines, the one measured against pre-industrial baselines, is the residue, the small fraction of the imbalance that stays in the air. The ocean is where the energy actually goes, and this is not a coincidence of geography, but a consequence of water's extraordinary heat capacity, 4 times that of air per unit of mass, and there are, in the ocean, a great many units of mass.
When climate scientists want the planet's true temperature, the number that cannot be faked by a warm year or a cold one, they do not average weather stations.
They measure the heat content of the sea.
The battery metaphor earns its precision in three directions. First, storage. Heat that enters the ocean stays for decades to centuries, mixing slowly downward through the thermocline into the abyss, which means the ocean's temperature today commits the planet to tomorrow. The warming already banked will continue to expand seawater and raise sea level long after any emission stabilization. Second, distribution. The ocean moves heat horizontally as well as vertically, and the currents that carry equatorial warmth toward the poles, the machinery behind Europe's mild winters and the monsoon's timing, draw their energy from temperature gradients that the record is slowly flattening, with consequences the models are still racing to constrain.
Third, release. When the ocean gives heat back, through evaporation into storm systems, through an El Niño sloshing of warm water eastward across the Pacific, it gives it to the weather. The 2023 El Niño drove the record air temperatures of 2024. The El Niño now building over a record warm baseline is why the meteorological services expect 2027 to challenge the warmest year ever measured. The ocean sets the atmosphere's budget. The atmosphere just spends it.
The scale deserves its own paragraph, because the ocean defeats intuition in both directions at once. The surface layer that set the August record is a skin, the top few dozen meters that mix with the seasons, resting on a deep reservoir that has barely begun to warm. Yet even the skin is vast beyond ordinary figures. The heat content of the upper ocean has increased since the 1950s by amounts measured in zettajoules, 10 to the 21st power, and each year's current surplus exceeds many times over the total energy humanity generates from every source combined, fossil and nuclear and renewable alike.
When scientists say the ocean has absorbed 90% of the excess, they are describing a ledger in which civilization's entire energy output is a rounding error against the sun-driven imbalance the ocean is quietly banking. The August record drew against that account. The account is not overdrawn. It is compounding.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 2, The Stacked El Niño. Now, the complication that makes 2026 scientifically interesting rather than merely grim. An El Niño is not a warming of the world. It is a rearrangement of the Pacific. In a normal year, the trade winds pile warm water into the western Pacific, the warm pool near Indonesia, while the eastern equatorial Pacific runs cool and cold water wells up along the Americas, carrying nutrients that feed the largest fisheries on Earth. When the trades weaken or reverse, the warm pool sloshes east. The eastern Pacific flips warm, the upwelling falters, and the ocean releases stored heat into the atmosphere through the evaporation and convection that follow the warm water. That release is why El Niño years are followed by record global air temperatures. The ocean's internal rearrangement becomes the atmosphere's windfall, circulating for months before the calendar catches up. The pattern then reverses into La Niña, the cool phase, when the trades strengthen and the ocean recharges. The wave on a rising tide framing is the cleanest way to hold what is happening. The El Niño is the wave, natural, cyclical, and by itself meaningless for the long trend. The Pacific has always oscillated, and a strong El Niño in the 19th century set no global records because the tide beneath it was lower. The tide is the background, the accumulated heat content that no El Niño gives back. In the 1980s, a strong El Niño pushed sea surface temperatures to record highs, and then the records receded, the ocean cooled between the events. In the 2020s, the receding has stopped.
Each El Niño peaks higher than the last, and each La Niña trough settles where the old peaks used to be. The stepped ratchet that climate scientists have plotted for decades, and that the August record now illustrates at the level of daily data. A record in March is a strong wave on the tide. A record in August is the tide announcing itself in the wave's off-season, when the wave cannot be blamed.
The supporting observations fill the frame without ambiguity. July 2026 posted the second warmest ocean surface on record, 1.25 degrees Celsius above the 1850 to 1900 baseline in Berkeley Earth's independent accounting. In early August, Arctic sea ice extent stood ninth lowest in the satellite record, Antarctic fifth lowest, both consistent with an ocean reluctant to surrender heat to the ice that forms from it. The sea level network, the tide gauges and altimeters that measure the ocean's other dimension, continue their 3 millimeters per year plus rise, a third of it from thermal expansion alone. Water warmed is water expanded, and the ocean's heat record is therefore also a sea level forecast, with a lag.
None of these individual figures is a record. Together, they describe a single system. Surface, ice, depth, height, moving as a unit in the direction physics predicts when you trap energy. The units agree because they are measuring one thing.
Section 3, the downstream ledger.
Follow the heat outward from the record, because 21.1 is not a finish line, but a starting gun. The first channel is storms. Hurricanes are heat engines. They form over water warm enough, roughly 26.5 degrees Celsius, to sustain the evaporation and convection that power them, and their intensity scales with the heat content of the water they cross. Every extra fraction of a degree in the main development regions buys the next storm a larger fuel tank, which is why the observed trend in the satellite era is not more storms, but worse ones. A rising share that intensify rapidly. The 24-hour jumps from Category 1 to 4 that leave evacuation windows closed. The August record was set in the basins where the season storms were still to come.
The seasonal summaries, when they are written, will quantify how the fuel was spent.
The second channel is the coast. Thermal expansion is the patient third of sea level rise. The melting of glaciers and ice sheets is the accelerating remainder. And both are fed by ocean heat, warm water lapping at the tongues of Greenland's marine terminating glaciers, warm currents reaching under Antarctica's floating ice shelves at depths the moorings only recently instrumented. The ocean's heat record and the ice sheet's discharge record are the same ledger's debit and credit. The third channel is biological. Corals bleach when temperatures exceed thresholds they evolved within, and the serial bleaching events of recent years, global in scale, following the ocean's warmth like a shadow, have moved the world's reefs from one of the planet's richest ecosystems to one of its most rapidly degrading.
Fisheries migrate poleward, chasing thermal windows, rewriting the boundaries that fishing treaties drew around a colder ocean. The fourth channel is chemical. Warmer water holds less oxygen and absorbs carbon dioxide less readily, which means the ocean's twin services to the atmosphere, oxygenating it and buffering its carbon, both degrade as it warms. Each channel deserves its own investigation. All of them open from the same number.
Section 4. What to watch. First, the reanalysis revisions. ERA-5 refines as late observations arrive, so watch whether the August mark is confirmed, nudged, or, the interesting case, exceeded in the September data. The confirmation matters more than the margin. Second, the El Niño peak itself, expected late this year or early next, its realized strength will set how much heat transfers ocean to air, and therefore how the global air temperature records of 2027
fall or stand. Third, the coral season, now underway. Bleaching reports through the southern summer will read as the biological audit of the physical record.
Fourth, the hurricane season's remaining months in the Atlantic and the Western Pacific. Each storm crossing the anomalous warmth is a rapid intensification candidate, and the seasonal summaries will quantify how often the fuel ignited. Fifth, the Arctic refreeze. The September ice minimum and the pace of autumn freezing will show whether ninth lowest was noise or the new floor. Sixth, the quietest and largest, the ocean heat content series. The full depth measure of stored energy, updated a few times a year by the research groups that maintain the Argo float array, is the account balance behind all the headlines. Surface records are the news. Heat content is the truth.
Section 5. The broader pattern and the open question.
The pattern is the compression of the exceptional into the ordinary. A sea surface record in March is an event. A record in August, in the shoulder season of a warming cycle's second consecutive act, is a demonstration that the old calendar has lost its authority over the new ocean. The same compression is visible everywhere the sea touches. 100-year coastal floods that now arrive annually. Marine heat waves that have grown so frequent and long that the term itself has lost its news value. Species ranges that moved so far so fast that fisheries agreements had to be renegotiated mid-decade. And now, seasons that fail to cool on schedule. The ocean is the climate system's flywheel, the component whose vast inertia smooths the noise and stabilizes the whole.
When the flywheel itself sets records out of season, the smoothing has become the trend, and the system's slowest part is now its clearest signal.
Which leaves the question that has no measurement, and that this record will be arguing about long after the next one replaces it. The ocean will keep absorbing heat, because physics does not negotiate. The El Niño will peak and pass. The trough that follows will settle somewhere above the last one. And the records will keep arriving earlier in the season and closer together until the idea of a sea surface record loses its news value altogether. Until 21.1 is simply the water, the way 19-point-something once was. The open question is civilizational, not scientific. At what point does the reading stop being a headline and start being an address? The temperature of the place where we live. The physics has already answered.
It is waiting, patiently, at temperature, for the rest of us to finish the arithmetic.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.